Happy birthday to you.
Hold on, it's not my birthday. It's next month.
No, I'm washing my hands, Carolina, and they say that you're supposed to wash for 20 seconds, which nobody does.
Nobody does that.
Soap doesn't even last 5 seconds on your hand.
Okay, but why the birthday song?
You're supposed to sing a song that takes 20 seconds to sing the chorus.
Really?
And the birthday song is one that takes 20 seconds
what
to sing.
What other songs are there, Jeff?
Here, right here.
Now, our
hold on.
Our theme song.
Right, yeah. So everybody who has the CD who I gave it to, when it goes, nah, then you can stop washing your hands. Even if there's soap in your hands, just like put it on your, wipe it on your pants.
Really?
Or be like most of the guys I work with. It's just urinate and walk out of the bathroom. I never tell you when I DJ in Hula Hands, I saw some guy in the bathroom. He came out of the stall and I was washing my hands. He walked right back into the bar. Okay, I go DJ and I'm DJing.
Yeah.
And I watch this guy. And at the time, Hula Hands used to put out popcorn in the bar.
Yeah.
And he's putting his hand in the popcorn. He's feeding his girlfriend the popcorn.
Disgusting.
She didn't even know she was eating duty popcorn.
Ew. That's disgusting. Jeff. Today we actually have an audience. You know how you always play the audience?
I know.
We actually have somebody in our little audience.
She's
today.
Way off mic, though.
Oh, I know. Hey! That's my sister, Marlene.
There we go. Yeah. I got two cackling hens here today.
Say hi, Marlene.
Hey!
She's here to watch a show. She wants to watch how the magic happens, okay?
The professionalism.
Hey, guys. It's a Carolina Cadillo show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff, here. Hold on. There's the water again. Okay, now I am done. There we go.
Can I tell you, I was at a meeting yesterday in the city, okay? And I went
Jeff
to...
Jeff here. Did I say Jeff here?
Yes, you did. Did
so,
I?
I'm so sleepy.
I don't know. Hey, listen, so I went to the bathroom at this building, all right?
Ew.
And I of course, washed my hands, except I don't think I take 20 seconds.
No one does.
But I saw, well, I have to say, I saw a lot of the ladies staring at me because I literally took probably 3 seconds max to wash my hands.
Who washes their hands for 20 seconds? Unless you're a child.
Yeah, they were actually part of the meeting, okay, where I was at.
So they were washing their hands for that?
Yeah, and then when I went back, they were staring at me like I was like I had like the plague.
Did they wash under their fingernails?
They all do. A lot of women I know.
The webs of your hand, between the fingers?
But Jeff, my point is this. They were looking at me like I was disgusting, like I had the plague. You know?
Cooties.
Anyway, listen, this coronavirus is really, really serious. I mean, I don't understand. I was telling my mother, I said, Mom, this is worldwide now.
Yes.
How does it spread like from one area to like it's now everywhere?
Money.
Listen. Money? Listen, there's these big things that are in the world and they're called airplanes and they fly people from one place to another.
Yeah.
I told you the oceans years ago was God's way of keeping everybody in their own land.
Yeah.
But it didn't work when man invented the airplane and the boat.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so that's one of the reasons. That's possibly one of the reasons.
Of course, it spread through that. It might be spread through, you know, I've heard theories about how it's spread through money. But I think it's just people. Look at the airport.
Worldwide, though,
people
Jeff?
Travel
That's
all over.
Crazy.
Every day, people travel.
My mom was telling me it's like hitting Spain like crazy. And a lot of businesses are already, they're actually telling their employees to work from home. Also, self-quarantine yourself, which a lot of people are not doing.
Right. How do you do that?
And yesterday
I was... stay inside?
Yeah. Yeah, you're supposed to stay inside.
go to the movies?
No, but I'll tell you what is the one place that had become so popular, coronavirus has actually helped them even more with business? We have to get Webina on because I want to get his take on this, all right?
The tanning salon.
No, go to Webina, I'll tell you right now. But anyway, so Jeff, I know a lot of people who are already staying at home and working from home. A lot of schools are also closed. And I don't get this. In a district here in Long Island, if one teacher has coronavirus in one school, they have to shut all the schools down.
Right, they figure it could spread. The janitor could come in. Maybe he works in two different schools. Maybe a parent could come in and pick up a child and be exposed to that mother and then go pick up their other kid at another school and be exposed. So it spreads around. And listen, I kept saying, wow, the flu kills a lot more people. But if you look at the numbers... If you widen the numbers out, this would actually be killing a lot more people than the flu because it actually it's more deadly apparently than the flu.
Yeah, I mean,
even though more people have died from the flu,
Older people are more prone to it. But I heard someone told me the kids are really not prone to it because their right. bodies. So it,
I don't know about that.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember a month ago when we were sick and throwing up?
Yeah, we were sick for 3 weeks,
and the doctor said you have a virus.
Both of us.
We had that virus.
We had a coronavirus. We had coronavirus. Yeah. Jackson, you and I, right? The three of us.
Yep.
Knock on wood.
Hakuna Corona. Hakuna.
That's the song you created, right?
Hakuna Corona.
I gotta get this song. My mother just told me now.
What a wonderful face.
A well-known Spanish artist just came out with a Spanish song for coronavirus.
Can you believe that?
A cumbia, I think, or I think it's a merengue, something like that.
Did you see the meme all over the place on all social media?
What is it?
It's someone who has a bottle of hand sanitizer, but the hand sanitizer is a Corona beer bottle.
Oh, really?
And the sanitizer is in the Corona bottle.
Oh, stupid. God. That's so dumb.
You could sell that for $50 a bottle right now.
Really?
Just like the people you were just telling me about, remember?
Well, but Jeff, a friend of mine, she was, we were just hanging out, a little group of us the other day.
Yeah.
So one of my friends, Guy, went to go hug and kiss her. And she said, no, honey, I just Purell'd myself. Instead of saying, I have a headache tonight,
right.
I just Purell'd.
That's always good.
That's good meme. Anyway, hey, listen, get with Bean on, because I want to ask him his take on what one business has actually made a lot of money and is this has actually helped their business grow even more.
Mm.
Yeah, especially in New York City.
Mm.
Yeah, you know which one it is?
Mm. No.
Yeah, let's see if we can get Gubin on, all right?
I don't know who's helped by
let's
the coronavirus.
See. Let's see if we can get Gubin on.
I don't know who's helped by the coronavirus. Who could it be? Who could it be now?
Webin! He's
driving in the bus. Webin,
are you on the bus, Webin?
What's up?
Are you on the bus?
I'm on the bus.
Oh, hey, listen, say hi to the crowd, you know?
Hey, what's up?
Cover your mouth, though. Saluda la gente. How are you? We're on the podcast.
Hi.
I dare you to cough and say, oh, this coronavirus sucks.
Webin, so let me ask you something. Do you know what one business has actually, their business has increased because of the coronavirus?
I'm passing through a bad patch. What are you saying? The coronavirus what?
What one business has, their business has increased because of coronavirus?
I believe, yes. I can't hear you. That's
oh, okay.
Killing me.
Oh, I said, what one business? Can you hear that? One business?
No, he can't hear you. Otherwise, he wouldn't keep saying it.
One
business has benefited from the coronavirus.
Do you know which one it is?
Which one is it?
It's strip clubs.
Oh, I saw the Flash Dancers girls are wearing masks.
They
yesterday.
Are exactly. They're
but,
wear,
they, but they said it was a joke. They weren't really doing
no,
it.
No, they are wearing masks. It just came out. But you know, Webin, they said that after every dancer has to go out and wipe down the poles, wipe down the floors. They have to Purell and wash their hands.
I want
to
see this.
But they said they've actually.
That, I mean, it sounds disgusting just listening to
you. You can't even touch the dancers. I think you have to throw the money on the floor.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, you can't.
No,
but,
that's
no more putting it right. No more putting the coins right in the slot.
Yeah.
Can't do that. You can't do that.
No.
Webin, your thoughts on the coronavirus. Is it gone? Is it out of control? Are we taking this too seriously or what?
I just think people are just, overreacting over a simple cold. The ones that have to worry about is the elders. That's it.
My mother. Yeah, my mother. Know. Your mother, too.
Yeah, your mom gets coronavirus. Forget it. She's gone.
Jeff's mom is almost 90, too. So
we might not have any presidential candidates, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Two guys are 78. The other guy's 74.
I know, right?
They're 220 years old. You combine the age of the three of them.
Oh, my gosh.
More.
Yeah.
Isn't that scary?
That is scary. Yeah. But Webin, also, you know that there's a lot of, and I'll mention it later, but there's a lot of companies here, a lot of stores here in Long Island that are taking advantage of this, selling hand sanitizers normally that go for $2 for $15. And people are actually buying it.
I went into a store and they were selling the Purell for $60.
No.
Crazy.
What?
Yeah. Report them.
You have to report them because a lot of stores today in Long Island got fined $5,000 up to $10,000 for price gouging.
You know, I went
yeah,
to
they were, Go ahead, I'm sorry?
No, I went to the doctor yesterday. I went to the eye doctor yesterday, and I said, that Purell is like gold. She said somebody walked out with one of their Purells that they had out in the...
No, I mean, dude, yeah. Just like you, I had a doctor's appointment, and I looked like my mom when she took the dinner rolls from the restaurant. You know, I was taking the Purell.
You
into
did?
Into my pocket. Yeah, of course I took it. Yeah.
But we're being here on Long Island, Jeff had heard that Staples got in like 10 cases of Purell. So Jeff went in a cup, and Jeff went within the hour. But within the hour, one woman walked in. Okay, she bought all the Purells, which I think is illegal.
She bought a lot of them.
She bought the whole thing, and she sold each one for $50 on eBay.
She came back in to buy more. She bought like a case, and she came back in to buy more. And she even told the guy, "I sold it on eBay." And the guy from Staples says to me, "I'm not allowed to limit what people buy." But in this case, when it's a tragedy, they should probably put up a sign. He should probably call.
Stores corporate. Like Target and Target and Walmart are putting up signs saying that it's only you're only allowed six of those items per customer.
If they even have it. I know a supermarket around here today supposedly has a lot of hand sanitizer, so we're going to have to go over there.
You know, also, Walmart is also letting people, their workers, if you are afraid about the coronavirus, you are allowed to stay home without any kind of points or penalty.
So you can just go into Walmart, Whitby, and bring the kids and shoplift because there won't be any employees. There won't be any employees there.
The little guy that's always at the front door checking the receipt, which he never knows if you have the right items in the thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he just puts a mark on it. He looks around like he's really, you know. I've tested those guys.
But Whitby,
he's the only guy older than Joe Biden, by the way, the guy at the Walmart checker-outer guy.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Can I tell you, yesterday my sister and the baby, we went to my favorite store. I won't mention it. You guys know who it is, all right? But anyway, they are using the same rag when people walk in to clean the carts.
Over and over.
But the same rag.
Well, it's got sanitizer on it, though.
No, it doesn't have sanitizer. Maybe you put a little bit on, then you start cleaning it. So I said, no, I'm fine. I have my own sanitizers. I sanitized the baby.
Did you wipe down your thing?
Of course I did.
I went to the new supermarket, the new chain we have here.
Yeah.
That new Lidl store, which I like.
Yeah.
MyLidl.us. I love you, Lidl. They have wipes when you walk in. They're hand wipes. And I wiped the cart down.
Yeah, so do
I. I have to admit, in the past, I never did. I'm like, you know, this thing is killing people. So you know what? I'll wipe it down. I told Carolina Webin that I think we had Corona like 5 weeks ago and we were really sick here. And they weren't testing. Yeah. They weren't talking about it.
Listen, you guys, I think you guys are the ones that created Corona. But you guys are more sick than anything.
We started the coronavirus.
It's not the coronavirus. They're mispronouncing it. It's not the coronavirus. Jesus. It's the Carolina virus. It's very close.
Oh my God!
We now it's worldwide. It's spread worldwide. Hey listen. Also, good news. Celine Dion has just tested negative for the coronavirus.
Thank God. She can go on tour and sing that horrible Titanic song. Hey, Webin.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No. I was gonna say, now that we're talking about people, like famous people are getting coronavirus. I don't know if you saw the stupid meme that they made about John Travolta. He doesn't have coronavirus. Yeah. He's got Saturday Night Fever and whatever.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. But everybody's doing it now.
In Greece is the word. I don't know.
My mother just told me there's a new merengue song that talks about coronavirus. Have you heard it?
Yes, we play it all the time in El Barcelona.
Oh, my God.
It's coronavirus. It's a pastor. It's a pastor. He makes songs about diseases.
Oh, a pastor. Yeah. We got to get that song.
You could take Shakira, Corona. You could do that, too. Hey, Webin, 23 years for Harvey Weinstein. 23 years in jail.
Yes, I just saw that. It came in on the AP, 23 years. I think it's kind of steep. I think they're trying to make an example of him. But at the end of the day, I always say that, you know, the women, I don't want to blame the victims, but these women accepted gifts and accepted money from this guy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they never backed their story till now. You know what I'm saying?
I'm kind of surprised he get that much.
Well, this morning, there was a lot of people were speculating. A lot of people were saying the max he'll get is 5 years.
No, I had heard between 5 and 15 was what they said.
Yeah, 23, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen.
But wait a minute. Didn't they sentence him to 23 years? Doesn't he have to do the 23 years?
No,
For good behavior, he'll probably do less. Yeah.
But probably two-thirds of that sentence, probably 15 years. He'll be an old guy now.
Do you think that, he'll take the walk? With him?
No, the Walker.
It was a prop.
The Walker's accepting an award for best supporting actor somewhere.
Yeah. Shit. You know? Yeah.
And Harvey, the worst part of it, he's been sentenced to have sex with himself now for the next 7 years.
Hey, listen,
my buddy. Have you guys ever observed Harvey Weinstein's face?
No.
You ever chewed gum and thrown it on the floor and then it picks up like little hairs and stuff like that? That's what he looks like. He looks like a chewed up gum.
Oh my God, no. And you know, La Esposa lo dejó too, right? The wife left him, right? Gorgeous woman, remember?
Did she leave?
Like when this whole thing was starting, she like took off and took his money.
The brother said bad things about him too.
See, that's an example right there. Like his ex-wife, the mother of his kids. Think about that. That woman is beautiful. What the hell is she doing with that guy?
Well, he power.
No. Power, status, exactly.
Yeah, power, status. Yeah.
For that reason. You don't tell me that she's going to like that toilet paper looking guy. You know?
Well, look, hold on. Listen, Claudia, she's with you, okay? You're a powerful guy, too, though. You're a producer of a show.
You should see his penis. It's gigantic.
Hey, listen.
It looks like Harvey Weinstein's face, though, too.
My mother says she has a cure for coronavirus.
Oh no!
Vicks vapor rub.
Swimming pool.
My mother eats it. She drinks it, and she lathers it all over herself.
Okay.
And this is what she said: it will help the world.
I wish I had my cuckoo.
Does anybody have a cure for her cuckoos?
No. That's crazy.
Hey, listen, Wimmy, thank you for coming on. We're out of here in like 2 seconds, right, Jeff?
Almost. I had another story.
Wait, anything else going on in the world?
Yeah.
Nothing. Besides the point that everybody's looking at me kind of weird because I'm talking about coronavirus and the bus. Nothing else is going on.
Nothing at all?
Hey, listen, Jim, we love you, okay? We'll call you again soon. All right, bye.
All right, take care.
All right.
Bye. I did want to tell you that, did you hear Wendy Williams is going to do her show without an audience?
Really? Because a lot of shows are doing it. You know who else is doing it?
That's like a dream come true. Her show needs no audience.
Jeff, Jeopardy, and also what's the other? Spin the Wheel? The my
Wheel
mother watches.
Is Wheel of Fortune. No audience.
That's what they said because of the whole corona. Jeff Cuomo said they just put out a law this morning that their events of 250 people or more.
Yeah.
No more.
No big
more.
Gatherings.
No big gatherings.
No concerts.
No concerts for now.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. When do you think this will be over? Do you like think it'll be over like
May
next month?
Why are you laughing at it?
In May,
it'll be over May 10th, 2 months from now. You won't hear another word about it. Trump will say he cured it and he's gonna get reelected because Joe Biden's 150 years old. Did you see Joe Biden? By the way, I know Carolina doesn't like to do politics in the show.
Not really.
But did you see Joe Biden yesterday?
What?
Some guy at some manufacturing plant challenged him on, they said, you want to ban my guns? And Biden told him he was full of shit. And he said, you want to step outside?
What?
So we're going to have Trump, like Trump 2 running against Trump 1.
Well.
Yeah, he told me, he asked me if he wanted to go step outside. And he actually, he did make a mistake. He said, we're not going to take your AR-14. It's actually AR-15.
Really?
But when you get old, you mess up numbers.
Didn't the other day he also confuse his wife with his sister?
But do you notice this is the storyline the Republicans are going with against Biden? They're trying to make it seem like he's a feeble old man. He's probably not. You know, he's not a feeble old man.
I don't think
but
he
that's
is.
What they're trying to make him out to be. I actually did have another story.
Wait, hold on. Before we're out of here, Jeff. Alex Rodriguez is possibly buying the Mets.
Yeah, I've heard this. He's not going to buy the Mets.
No, it's in the news. It's in the news again. It's in the news.
A lot of things are in the news.
All right. Anything else going on?
A chain of Chinese restaurants in California is so terrified of the coronavirus that it's checking customers' temperatures before letting them in and kicking anybody out who has a fever. So
you're checking them?
Yes, Carolina. So if we go to Szechuan Impression, just sounds funny. Szechuan Impression has an infrared thermometer, the kind we use on Jackson. I think.
Oh, the one you scan over your head?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the one I advertise on the radio.
Yeah.
Which is the what's it called? You know,
Marley, what's it called? The one you scan over your head.
The famous thermometer.
She doesn't know.
Oh my God.
Our one audience doesn't know.
Jeez, I do the commercials all the time on the radio.
Our one audience member doesn't know.
I'll remember it. So they have three. Oh my God, listen, everybody. They have three locations and they're advising people to take their orders to go.
Really?
The extra temporal scanner.
Something like that, yeah. Extra temporal.
No, I just said the extra temporal scanner thermometer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, something like that. But Jeff, you know, I feel bad for a lot of these Chinese restaurants, okay, that they're suffering. A lot of, just, you haven't really seen a lot of takeout. People are not going there to eat. They're scared that it's being passed. Yeah. Even if you go to a Chinese restaurant, which is really not true, guys. But
no, I had. Matter of fact, I went. I got Chinese food the other day, and then I went and had my nails done. I think they're Korean in the nail salon.
I don't know.
They're not Chinese. I think those the ones we go to are Korean.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But people are scared, you know?
They're just scared, period.
The place was empty.
Like, you know what? I went to the store this morning, Jeff, a store that's, it opens 8 o'clock in the morning. It's usually already packed. And this morning, it was like, we're like, where is everybody? It's like a ghost town.
I know. By the way, did you see that Tito's Vodka had to put out a message to everybody the other day? Because it was making the rounds on the internet that if you put, rub Tito's Vodka on your hands, that was the same thing as hand sanitizer. So Tito's put out a press release that said, because hand sanitizer is supposed to be 70 or 75% alcohol,
yeah,
and Tito's was only 40% alcohol, they recommended not using Tito's Vodka to cure the corona.
I didn't know that.
But they did recommend drinking massive amounts of Tito's Vodka. That was and did you see the governor of New York is pushing the prisoners who are making our prisoners who would normally make, I don't know if they really make license plates.
They do make license plates. They
okay.
do. They
How
do.
Would you know?
Because I remember once I went to get a special plate, and then when I went to DMV, it says, well, the prisoners do it not every day. That's what she told me,
right.
Okay? So that's what they said. That's what she told me.
So if you want to use prisoner urine on your hands,
what?
That's... No. What do you think? You don't think these guys are weeing in it sometimes?
I don't know.
It's some big company they work for, but apparently Governor Cuomo said that they're going to be selling... The state is going to be selling hand sanitizer.
How much?
I don't know, but
no
not
price.
Gouging like the story. You,
that's
you started to tell the story, right?
But, yeah. Listen, real quick, Coachella has been postponed.
I saw that.
Yeah, Coachella.
I thought what about South by Southwest? That's the other big one in Austin.
Oh, really?
Is that postponed too?
Oh, so the running, New York Road.
The half marathon is canceled, yeah.
And you know what else is moved? You know what else has been moved from April to the end of August?
What?
The big auto show at the Javits
yes.
Center.
Really?
Yeah.
How about Christmas? How about Easter?
Christmas is canceled, Carolyn. So is Memorial Day. So is everything. The world is canceled. The world will not be joining us for the rest of our lives.
Jeff, can I tell you something? I went to Costco, right? Costco.
Yeah.
And people were running around like chickens without heads. So like,
yes!
And some of the aisles were empty.
You know, my friend Kaylee, the nurse, who I know, she took a picture of Costco. She said, why on earth would we be hoarding toilet paper? They're out of toilet paper at Costco.
Yeah, of course.
They had toilet paper in the... No, they have toilet paper in the supermarket here. Yes, I saw it.
Well, it said it's toilet paper, sugar,
water.
Rice, water.
You know, when I was a kid and we were in camp, you know what this song was? To prove you're a man, wipe your ass with your hand.
Ew.
Well, Marlene, you know what? When we were in Nicaragua and yeah. Costa Rica, we were small.
You wiped it with your hands,
with
right?
leaves. No, leaves. Or newspaper.
Oh,
newspaper.
Don't ever use leaves. I told you the story, right?
No.
My father's friend's son
no.
was camping.
Yeah.
And they left the toilet paper somewhere, okay? And they were in the middle of the woods. He took a poopy in the middle of the woods. And he saw these big, broad leaves. He wiped his butt with them. Marlene's making his face already. And it was poison sumac.
What's sumac?
What's poison sumac? It's like, it's worse than poison ivy.
Ew.
And he wiped his ass with it, and he was in the hospital for like 6 weeks.
Oh my, what happened to his ass?
It was like, you got a giant rash.
Oh my God.
It hurts every time you poopy.
Really?
Yeah.
Here, let me play this for you guys, okay? Let me just play this for you.
I had another story.
Hold on. This is the story that was on the news release.
Oh no.
And the stress and the anxiety right now. And so we have a very robust Office of Consumer Affairs that is really clamping down and doing investigations. So we announced 2 violations yesterday. This morning we're announcing 7 additional violations.
Who did this?
And a total of 15 price gouging investigations are happening as we speak.
National County Executive.
I'll give you an example of some of the new ones that we're talking about this morning, some of the new 7 violations. Convenience store in Carl Place was fined $5,000 for selling Purell at a too high price, a very high price. Gas station in Great Neck fined $5,000 for selling $3 hand sanitizer for $10 each. A card store in Hicksville was fined $5,000 for selling 7-Eleven branded hand sanitizer for $13. a small bottle.
No, we're not in bottom,
Manhasset Pharmacy and Variety Store was fined $10,000 for selling hand sanitizer at a highly inflated price. Syosset Card Store fined $5,000 for selling masks individually, and these should not be sold individually. You don't know if you just touch them, for about $16 each. And a Wontaw convenience store was fined $5,000, again, for selling masks individually and not collecting the sales
tax. Who buys individual masks, though? That's disgusting.
People are desperate. That's
horrible.
But they're desperate, Carolina. People are desperate. They, you know, you don't know what this is. You know what I mean? It is scary.
Yeah. Can I tell you something, Jeff? You know what's scary, though?
I was with Bean a week ago saying, but now I kind of, I get it, man.
But, you know, this morning, I told I was in a store. I don't know how many people I saw with masks. It's scary.
That doesn't do anything, though. You wearing the mask.
This person had gloves. Some people have gloves and masks. It's scary. I'm
And then, that's like, you know, when I used to go to the bagel shop, the guy would have gloves on, and he would have the same pair of gloves on over and over and over again for transaction after transaction.
And then making, and that's like the hot dog people in New York City.
They touch your money.
They touch you and give you a hot dog. I gotta tell you, those are the best hot dogs in the world, though.
Those are called dirty water dogs, Caroline. Don't you know that?
Jeff, anything else other than the coronavirus going on right now?
Where's my other story? Go ahead, you're gonna cut me off anyhow.
Hey, guys, if you want to reach us, 516-637-3254.
I want to tell you, by the way.
Go ahead.
I had the affair with Monica. It was for my anxiety.
Oh, gosh.
Not for my penis. It was for my anxiety.
That's what he's saying now?
That's what Bill Clinton said.
That's what he's saying?
There's a new Hillary documentary on. And he says that, he got service from Monica Lewinsky because it helped his anxiety, you know?
Did you hear, speaking of men, did you see the story in New York Post today? Men can't have it all either. Struggle with work-life balance. Just like women, men these days are struggling to have it all.
Yeah, it says fathers, fathering is as difficult as mothering. Okay, Miss Welcome to My World, which my wife says all the time when I say I'm tired. Uh-huh. I work wacky hours, okay? So let me tell you, I mean, I'm tired a lot.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I get no sympathy here, everybody.
516-637-3254. All over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. At Carolina Cabello.
Thank you
for our one
peanut,
audience.
Peanut Gallery.
Thank you to our one audience member. Jeff, what happened to our whole audience? They didn't want to come today because of coronavirus.
No, they didn't want to come. Exactly.
One person showed up. Guys, you want to reach me? CarolinaCadillo@gmail.com. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. Anything you want to talk about, you know, give Jeff a call. 516-637-3254. Is that right? 516-637-3254.
Yeah.
Jeff, your info?
JasonDJ@OptOnline.net. Jeff Jensen Show on Facebook. Jeff Jensen on Twitter. The Real Jeff Jensen on Twitter. I forgot what I am
on
Instagram.
Oh my God! Really?
I forgot.
The real Jeff Jensen
on Instagram.
Oh my God!
Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter.
Yes. Hey, just and we're like. With the whole coronavirus, none of my stuff has shown up for our new YouTube channel, but it is coming. Don't worry.
And thanks to Bambi Baby for the furniture.
Emilio.
Our friend Good Hair is having a baby, so go to Bambi Baby. Mention the podcast. Say Emilio. Say hi to Anelia.
That's the
great
owner.
Guy.
Hey, listen, guys. Also, if you want to advertise, you know, we have an advertising agent that's handling
all the
advertising.
She's right here.
Yes, For Rose Marketing. Check it out. It's on Instagram. Give her a call. I can give the phone number out.
Is this the longest goodbye ever? I have a question.
201-913-9445. That's Marlene. She's the CEO and owner of Rose Marketing, handling all our marketing for the Carolina Cadillo Show podcast.
Do you think the Flash Dancers girls are wearing those masks over their hoochie?
I don't know, Jeff. Why don't you go and find out?
I will go later.
Yes, why don't you go?
I'll tell you going to Target.
And then don't come home after that.
I'll come home smelling like cheap cologne.
Goodbye. Love
cheap perfume.
Bye, guys. We love you. Be careful. Be safe. Wash your hands. Right, sanitize yourself.
Okay.
Don't go out.
Okay. We're talking over the end here. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production. You have any more to say? Anything more to say?
Yeah. Be safe.
All right. Be safe.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.